Hi there, you're listening to the LLB podcast, the podcast for law students and young lawyers. My name is Johnny Nguyen and I'll be your host today. Welcome to episode 1 of the podcast. Today, I'll be talking about the importance of a growth mindset and why it's even more important than showing technical excellence when you're applying to entry-level roles as a university student. I wanted to share with you some of the lessons I learned while making one big mistake applying to internships, clerkships, and graduate positions. That mistake was thinking that I needed to demonstrate technical expertise rather than showing that I had high growth potential. This was probably a result of listening to generic career advice that was geared towards mid-career professionals with experience behind them already. As university students who don't have that experience, we are in a different situation and therefore need to take a different approach to the same task. Now, much of conventional wisdom tells people to focus on selling themselves, and that involves establishing some sort of expertise, showing that you're an expert or specialist in a particular subject matter, whether that be law, business strategy, or marketing. And as students, I think that instead, what we should be doing is focusing on how much potential we have and how much growth we can engage in. The problem for students is that most students don't actually have much deep expertise yet by the time they're applying. And what then happens is, when following this conventional wisdom, they then feel pressure to try and bluff and exaggerate their existing experiences to seem more impressive. I know that personally I felt a lot of pressure to try and exaggerate my experiences to seem more impressive than I actually was. While applying to commercial law firms, I would often read up on articles about the latest few cases or the latest few deals, and I'd go into an interview with a partner who had been working in that particular area for 25 to 30 years. And I would then try to name drop these deals and a couple of the people working on them to show that I knew what I was talking about. Retrospectively, I obviously see it's probably quite unlikely that this partner was impressed by that and thought that I had some form of expertise. The reality is, though, that everyone involved in this recruitment process knows that you're a student. They know that they're dealing with students and they don't expect you to be experts. What they are interested in, though, is the fact that you have 30 to 40 years ahead of you in your career, and they want to know what kind of person you'll be like in 10, 15, 20 years. They're interested in your growth potential. And the fact that the world is changing at an exponential rate from forces like digitization, globalization, and things we don't even have a name for yet, means that they're all asking, will you be the kind of person that will adapt to these trends, or will you stagnate and be left behind? Looking at my own personal experiences, I answered this question preemptively by talking about how diverse my existing experiences were already. To look at one specific example through the lens of the two mind frames we're talking about, I spent 2 months in a non-profit in India working as a social media marketing intern. To look at the conventional way of how we might sell this, I would often in the past talk about how I was now an expert in social media marketing and how I could create these game-changing campaigns on social media. Looking at it from the growth potential perspective, though, I would then focus on elements about how novel this experience was. So I was working in a completely new country, I was working in an industry I was not familiar with, and I was working in a new team full of people I didn't know. I focused on how this experience then shows how adaptable I was, and how I was willing to change my behaviours and learn new things. And that in an application, I would then go on to say that this kind of adaptability is important for an organisation that wants to succeed in the future, and that I would be that adaptable person that could help them reach those goals. Now, while this question is important at every stage of your career, I think it's particularly important for graduates and clerks and interns because they don't have the hard technical skills to offer in the short term. They don't immediately bring value. So my take is that instead of spending all your time trying to convince an employer about how great you already are, instead use your time selling them on how great you will be in the future, especially in ways that will relate directly to their organization. That's it from me today. If you want to know more about this topic and how you might go about demonstrating this growth potential, I'll be making more videos, so please stay tuned. If you want some actionable advice right now, use this lockdown period to develop or grow in some way. We live in an age where information is so accessible. Pick up a book, read an article, learn a new skill, learn a new language, anything really that interests you, and really focus on growing while we have this additional time at home. Other than that, stay safe and see you next time.